Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today's article asks a question a lot of career changers are quietly carrying around. If you're in your 40s or 50s, is it too late to move into real estate?
And I think most people already half suspect the answer. They just want someone to say it clearly.
The article does exactly that. It's called Real Estate Career Change at 40 or 50. Is it too late? And the honest answer up front is no. Real estate is one of the few careers where starting later is not a handicap.
In many ways, it's the opposite, and the article explains why, which is the part I think is actually more useful than just hearing it's fine.
So let's go there. Real estate is built on trust. People are handing over the biggest financial decision of their lives, the sale or rental of their home. They want to deal with someone who feels steady.
Not someone fresh out of training who's never had to negotiate when things got difficult.
Exactly. And the article lists what you've actually built over two or three decades. Years of dealing with people, handling money without panicking, negotiating, listening, staying calm when someone else is stressed, knowing a neighbourhood because you've actually lived in one.
None of that is on a syllabus. You can't shortcut it.
You can't. And clients notice. That's the point. Trust is not something a 22-year-old can manufacture, and career changers in their 40s and 50s have already built it.
So that's the case for the experience side. What about the two fears the article says stop people from actually making the move?
The first is age, and the article is very direct. There is no upper age limit on getting your real estate registration or license in Australia. The state authorities do not care that you are 48 or 56. They care that you hold the right qualification.
That's it. Age is not a filter anywhere in the system.
The second is study, and specifically the assumption that you need a university degree. You don't. You need the nationally recognized qualification for your state, delivered by a registered training organization. That's a very different thing from a three-year degree.
What does the entry qualification actually look like? Because it has a different name depending on where you are.
It does. In NSW and the ACT, it's the Class 3 Assistant Agent. In QLD, it's the Salesperson Registration. In VIC, it's the Agent's Representative. Different names, same purpose. The entry-level qualification that lets you work alongside a licensed principal.
And these are all online and self-paced. No intake date to wait for. You just enroll and go.
Right. And most career changers do it in the evenings and on weekends while still drawing their current salary. By the time they're ready to move, the qualification is done and the registration applied for.
So there's no income gap. You're not resigning and hoping it works out.
The article calls it no leap of faith with the rent unpaid, which I think is exactly the reassurance people need to hear.
Now, the study fear. The article calls it the real blocker for people over 40 and says it's rarely said out loud. I think that's true.
It has been 20 or 30 years since some people last sat an exam. That's a real feeling. But the article is clear that the entry qualification is written in plain English for complete beginners. The assessments are practical, based on how you'd handle real situations.
Not abstract theory, which genuinely matters when you haven't studied in decades.
And you're never doing it alone. Archer has an Australian-based support team. Real humans rather than a chatbot. They're from the day you enroll to the day you finish. When you get stuck on a unit, someone helps.
That's the part I think makes the biggest practical difference. Knowing there's an actual person you can call, rather than waiting on an automated queue.
The article says it's the single biggest reason people who feared studying again end up finishing comfortably.
There's one more thing in the article worth flagging. Recognition of prior learning, because I don't think a lot of people realise that option exists.
Yes. If you already hold formal qualifications or have relevant experience, you may not need to start from scratch. Recognition of prior learning can reduce what you have to study by giving you credit for skills you can already demonstrate.
So it's worth asking before you enrol. You might be a lot closer to the finish line than you think.
Definitely ask before you assume you're starting at zero. Okay, the one thing to do today. Find the entry qualification for your state and start the enrolment. There's no intake date to wait for, no reason to delay.
Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog. It covers the practical first steps in detail.
And when you're ready, Archer Institute offers nationally recognised online, self-paced training with real Australian-based support. Call the team on 1800 069 273.
Worth the call.